June. Birds chirping. Insects buzzing. The start of summer. Children playing. Summer brides having their wedding. The mowing of the lawns. Now, what have we forgotten?
Yes,
I'll tell you what you've forgotten. You've forgotten the Pride 48 June event.
Don't forget it.
2019. June 21st, 22nd, and 23rd.
From home live streaming.
Listen live.
Stream your podcast.
Join in the chat room.
Go to pride48.com for more information.
Today is Tuesday, April 9th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. I'm recording a little bit late this week, but I am recording this week. So I have fulfilled my contractual obligation to all of you because I am recording and I am putting out an episode, and I have not missed a week. No, indeed, never miss a week, as they would say. You know, speaking of Joe Batanz, I know I wasn't really speaking of Joe Batanz, but speaking of Joe Batanz, I actually talked to Joe Batanz the other day because he's been calling me and calling me and calling me and calling me, and I'm always either in a situation where I can't pick up the phone, or I'm in the middle of watching a movie, or my phone is on silent and I don't see his call. And then when I see his call, it's like 1 a.m. and I'm, you know, in bed and I can't call him, and I think, oh, I'll call tomorrow, you know. But anyway, so he called. We had a great chat, and anyway, it was really good. And that was beside the point, but I talked to him, so there you go. But that reminded me of him because they used to have this thing where on Catching Up, he would say, you know, this is a show where we get together and catch up once a week. And Joe would say, every single week without fail, we do. Anyway, I'm sure all of you have listened to Catching Up. So you don't need to know or you already know that. I don't know what my tongue is tied tonight. So I'm going to start off because I promised I would do this. So I'm going to start off by giving you guys the rest of the cruise update. I'm old and it's been a while since I've been on the cruise. It's now been 3 or 4 weeks. I've officially lost the weight that I gained on the cruise. And so it's been a while and my brain just forgets things. So, you know, apologies for that, because I really do forget stuff. But I did want to give you guys the remainder of the recap. So we had talked about Wednesday, which was day one. We went through, we got on the ship, we had a tour. That night we watched Captain Marvel, I believe. Now I'm going to forget, but at some point we watched Captain Marvel. It was great. So the next day we stopped at Key West, and Mark and I had already been to Key West, but we decided to get off the boat. We got off the boat. We just kind of walked around and played Pokemon. And I will tell you one thing that we saw. These young guys, I don't know, they were probably early 20s, maybe late teens, maybe, you know, 19, 20, 21. They could have been a little bit older than that, but I mean, they were fairly young. But anyway, they were in this this big RV or Winnebago, we used to call it. I don't know if that's still what it's called, but like a big Winnebago-like thing. And they had driven this Winnebago down the street until they came to a dead end that literally ended on a beach or the ocean. And so, you know, they had pulled into this driveway partially to try to back up and to, like, turn around. And we were walking, but they were blocking the sidewalk on the side that we were on. And he kept backing and then pulling forward and then backing and then pulling forward and then backing. And then it was so annoying. We finally walked around, like, through the street. We, like, went out into the street, walked around their RV to go back to the sidewalk, and they were still backing. And we went forward, and we went, you know, where we were going, but we realized we needed, I don't know, we realized we were on the wrong block. So we were there for about, we were kind of looking out at the ocean, taking some pictures and stuff for maybe 5 minutes. And then we realized we needed to turn around and go back. We turn around and go back. 5 or 10 minutes later, they're still backing and forward and back and forward. It was this big, huge RV, and this driveway they were trying to pull up into went to this little bed and breakfast, or maybe it was a hotel, but it was small, and it had a gate, and the gate was barely large enough for the RV to fit in between. And so they were having trouble pulling very far forward because they were getting incredibly close to the RV hitting the side of the gate. And now these people, like several guys, you know how macho men are, had congregated around this RV and were now directing traffic around this thing. Anyway, so we did that. We went to a lighthouse. We, you know, walked around, catch Pokemon. I took pictures of roosters. Because, you know, for some reason, when I go on vacation, I take pictures of pigeons or roosters or birds. I don't know. I have a thing about birds. And so I took a picture of a rooster, and I think I posted it on Facebook or something. But anyway, so that was fun. And then we went back to the ship. We got a drink. We got Mark likes to get fruit shakes, he calls them, or fruit smoothies. So he got one of those. And I got some Diet Mountain Dew because they didn't have any on the ship. How dare they? And anyway, then we got back on the ship. And this night, our restaurant was, I want to say, Lumiere's. So we got dressed up and everything, and we went to Lumiere's. And so, you know, we go in, and there was a line, but we go in. And now, you know, we're besties with our restaurant mates. And our wait staff, because if you remember, you know, our wait staff had, oh, I skipped something. Well, we went to a show, which was the, let's see, wasn't it Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night? So the first night we went to the Cinderella show, which was really good. And then the second night, I want to say it was a, now I don't remember, but I want to say it was like some Beauty and the Beast sort of thing, or, gosh, I can't remember. But we went to another Broadway show type thing. It was also really excellent. I know this because all of the Disney shows were really good. And then I think we played bingo as well. And this is sounds like such an old person thing, but we played bingo. The bottom line of this whole cruise was there was stuff to do, like, all the time. There was never a time when there was nothing to do. I mean, it was great because, like I think I've said before, Mark loves a plan. He loves a plan. And you get on the cruise and they have a schedule of events. And you can just, we had an app and we could favorite the things that we wanted to do. And then the app would send you a notification and say, oh, the bingo is starting in 10 minutes. You might want to get over there. So it was fantastic. Anyway, so we went to that show. Then we went to dinner. We went back and got dressed and went to dinner. And dinner was nice. You know, we, again, with the Dilf and his wife and then the other couple that were from Mississippi. And our wait staff remembered the drinks that we had ordered the night before. They immediately brought me out a Coke Zero, you know, brought us out what we wanted. And the cool thing about Disney, I don't know if I said this on the last episode, but even in the sit down restaurant, it's as if it were a buffet because you can order as much off the menu as you want. So you could order 3 entrees if you wanted to. You could order multiple appetizers. You can order multiple desserts. And so I think Mark and I, every night we ordered like 3 desserts and kind of shared them. I'm telling you, I gained like 10 pounds on this cruise. But anyway, so that was really fun. Then we, I believe that night there was a trivia night. I really liked, there was a, I want to say he was British sounding, but there was a guy who basically was the host of all the game show type things they had. And it was like, you know, name that tune. And he did a, I think they did a Family Feud type thing, and they did, you know, a bunch of other stuff. And he was really funny. And I just really enjoyed like all the stuff that he did. But anyway, so we did all that. And then that was kind of, you know, Thursday. And then on Friday, we get up and we had made it to the Bahamas. And so we, you know, we went to the Bahamas. And we get off, and we worked out every morning as well, because I knew I was eating way too much food. And we also were having breakfast at the buffet after we worked out. So I would make us get up at like 6:30 or 7, go to the gym, and then we would immediately go to the buffet. And I would try to, you know, just eat as light as possible. But it is so difficult to eat light at a buffet. For me, anyway. I mean, you go to the buffet and there's just a plethora of various food options. And you want to have, I want to have one of, I love a tapas restaurant, not a topless restaurant, but a tapas restaurant, because I always want to try like everything on the menu. That's a problem I have. I always order too much food, and it's not because I'm a gluttonous hog, but well, maybe I am. But it's really because I don't know what I want, and I want to try a little bit of everything. And tapas restaurants, you know, you can order 5, 6, 7 small plates, and you can try all these various things. Well, a buffet is like that, except it's even more. And you just go down a line, and you're like, oh, that looks good. Oh, that looks good, too. Oh, that also looks good. And then they have like a case full of desserts, you know. So anyway, so we would work out, and then we were at the Bahamas, so we got off. We had bought an excursion to go to the Atlantis Resort, and I wanted to see all the aquariums. They had said on their website that it's like the world's largest marine habitat or something. So we got a cab, which was an experience all its own, because we didn't book this excursion through Disney. We booked it on a separate site. It was a little bit cheaper, and I felt like we had a little bit more freedom. And anyway, so they were fighting over us practically. One guy would come up to us and be like, oh, you need a cab? Here, here, here. I'll get you a cab. And he'll say, oh, great deal. We just need to get enough people to fill the van up. And then you get, I don't remember what it was, but it was like $10 per person. Or no, it was less than that. I want to say it was $4 or $5 per person. He's like, if you go just the two of you, it's going to be $40 or something. But if you let us fill up a van, you know, you get the cheap rate. And then someone else tried to come over and grab us from this guy and say, no, come over to my van. It was a nightmare. Anyway, we finally got a van, had 10 people or how many ever it needed to be. And we go to the Atlantis Resort and we walk through, and there are two or three aquariums. It's this huge place. I will say, if we ever go back to the Bahamas, I would like to stay at the Atlantis because it looks like a really nice place. But we saw the aquarium stuff. We walked around, you know, we walked around the pool areas. They had two or three or four different pools. We walked around those, took pictures. Mark was catching Pokemon every time we stopped. The beach was great. I mean, it was like white sand. Not quite. Actually, though, if you've ever been to Destin, Florida, still the sand in the Bahamas was not quite as white as the sand in Destin. Mark said it was almost as powdery, but not quite as white. So we did all that. I think we got some food at one point. I don't really remember. But anyway, so then we laid on the beach for a little bit. And Mark loves laying on the beach. I really don't understand. If you're not going to swim, I don't really understand the whole laying on the beach thing. I mean, I'm okay taking pictures and all that. I do it because he enjoys it. But I don't want to get sun because I don't want to get a sunburn. And I'm afraid now that I have skin cancer from like all the tanning I used to do. I'd still like to do the spray tan stuff, but I don't have the patience to do that. So I don't. I'm just a ghost now. But anyway, so we did that for a little while. And all these people, though, I will say one thing about Bahamas. These Bahamians or whatever you call them that were like in all the touristy areas were just so forceful with like coming up to you and like, hey, buy my thing, rent my thing, get a drink, go do that. Go. They would pull on you practically. They would like be in your face, like telling you you needed to smoke their cigar, you know, for only how much ever money you can, you know. And they were trying to, I think they were trying to sell us pot at one point. So we walked up and down that beach. It was really beautiful. I mean, we took a lot of pictures and stuff. It was hot, though. But we didn't really get in the water. I had tennis shoes on and, you know, whatever. And we did that. And then we went back and went to something called the Straw Market, which is a big warehouse. And all of these vendors, these local craftsmen and women, have stalls that they, I guess they've rented. And they're literally taking straw and making hats and purses. And, you know, there are booths that have carvings and, you know, all this stuff. And all of those people are so, like, as you walk by, they're like, oh, come see my thing. Oh, I have the best whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I made the mistake of stopping. And because there was a carved treble clef, and my mom was a choir director. And, you know, I was thinking, oh, maybe I could get it for my mom. So the guy immediately comes over to me. Oh, what do you like? Show me what you like, you know, and all this kind of stuff. And he turns it over and it has a price tag of $75. And he says, you know, I like you. What I'm going to do for you is you see this price tag that says $75, and he peels it off and he says, for you right now, I'm going to give this to you for $45. Anyway, I have a hard time saying no. So eventually Mark has to literally pull me away. And I'm like, I'll come back. I said, I want to look around, but I'll come back. He's like, no one ever comes back. If you don't do it right now, you're not going to come back. Well, anyway, we go on and look at t-shirts and some other stuff. Mark literally pulls me. I'm not joking, because I can't say no. Like, I'm not good at this negotiation stuff. And so, anyway, I did end up going back, and then I'm like, but I took a $20 bill and that's all I took in my hand. And I go back and I say, okay, look, I'm like, I came back, first of all, na-na-na-boo-boo, here I am. I came back. Not only did I come back, I'm like, but this is what I can give you. I can give you $20, and that's what I've got. And he's like, sir, there's just no way that I could possibly go. He's like, I could do 25, but that's a low. And I'm like, I have 20 right here. If you want a sale, I will buy it from you right now for $20, but this is all I can do. So in that way, I did kind of do a good job negotiating, because he's like, okay, he knew at some point that this was for my mom, because I have a big mouth and I said, you know, it was for my mom. So he said, okay, I'll give it to you for $20. I made the purchase, blah, blah, blah. I bought a t-shirt from another store and we got back on the boat. And then we had another show. That night we had the, they're called Junk. And I think they must be from New Zealand, because that would be NZ. Well, they're British sounding anyway, but they're like Blue Man Group, where they play a bunch of rhythm stuff on junk, like on trash cans and old bottles and, you know, whatever. And they're supposed to be kind of a comedy thing as well. They were the least successful of the shows that we watched, but still good. I mean, still good. And then dinner that night was, we actually went to the only restaurant. So we were on the Magic, and the Magic is kind of a medium-sized ship. There was only one restaurant that was a for-pay restaurant. So we had already made a reservation and paid, and it's still not bad, because you pay like $40 per person. And this is at least a 4-star quality, maybe 5-star quality. So We had reservations there, so we didn't do the rotational seating that night. And so we went to that, and we dressed up, you know, went to that. And our waiter was so, the waiter was all like, he was so attentive, but he would literally come over and say, oh, the smell and the taste of this meal is going to be breathtaking. It's beautiful. It's just so beautiful. And then when you would order something, he would say, beautiful choice. Oh, that is such a beautiful choice. And then he would bring it over and he'd be like, here is your beautiful meal that we have prepared for. I mean, he was so melodramatic. I mean, like, super melodramatic. Anyway, all the food was really good, though. I did think that they must have had a microphone or something, because literally I said, the waiter was nowhere near, and I made a comment to Mark, you know, this thing, this caprese salad or whatever, would be, it's good, but it would be fantastic if it had balsamic vinegar. Like, a minute later, here comes the waiter. Sir, I have some balsamic vinegar. I just thought you might like it on there. And then he walks away. And then I'm talking to Mark after we order our entrees. And I said, you know, I feel gluttonous, but I'd really like to try this other entree. Do you think we should have ordered this other one and just shared it? And the guy comes back and I say, hey, do you think we could order that? I don't know. It was some butternut squash ravioli or something, or annulodi or something. He pulls out his pad and he shows me his pad and he's written, he said, sir, I know you so well. And he had already written the annulodi without me even asking for it. It was crazy. Anyway, we ate way too much. The waiter was way too melodramatic, but the food was really good. Anyway, so we did that. And then I think we went to some game show after that as well. I can't remember, but it was probably like 80s trivia or something. And then the next day, it was Castaway Key, which is Disney's private island. And we went there and we worked out and we kind of were a little bit more relaxed, got up a little bit later, but we worked out and we went to Castaway Key and they have an adult, beach. So we took the tram, we went over to the adult beach, we laid, you know, we did go in the water there. So, we went in the water and I just kind of waded out into the water. I don't know, as I get older and more of a dad bod, I tend to like to leave my shirt on. And so I just like walked out into the water, but like left my shirt on and took some photos and stuff. They had a barbecue lunch, which was actually, I had read that, and I think some friends had told me that the food on their island was not very good, but actually, you know, I thought, hey, for a barbecue, it was, they had burgers and hot dogs and steaks and they had all the potato salad and like, that makes me think of Pioneer Woman. She says potato. They had potato salad. Anyway, so it was really good. And we did a little shopping there. We didn't try, they have a water slide that's out in the ocean, but we didn't try that because that was in the family area. But we, you know, we looked around, played a little bit more Pokemon Go, and then got back on the ship. And then they had the kind of the show that night was the, it's like, it was really good, but it was this girl is growing up and it's about, she's having a dream. Peter Pan comes and she doesn't want to grow up and he's trying to help her find her magic or something. And all of these Disney characters show up. The only thing that was bad about that is there was one particular girl who played Ariel. She also played a couple of other parts, the Little Mermaid Ariel. We could tell she was lip syncing. Most of the shows, it seemed like they were singing live. Like the two nights before, it seemed, I don't know if they were, but it, and I'm usually really good at picking out lip syncing, but it seemed like all these performers were singing live. But this particular girl on this night, she played the Frozen Elsa or the whoever the Frozen person is. And it was so obvious that she was lip syncing that it was distracting. So that was the only, I mean, it was a really good show. And again, I was really impressed with all of the, like the scenery and, you know, all of that stuff, but it was really obvious she was lip syncing. So, then, and we took photos that night. I can't remember whether we took photos that night or the night that we dressed up to go eat at Paolo, I think was the name of the place. But anyway, we took photos in front of the backdrops, and anyway, we went and purchased photos and got them on a little USB key and whatever. Did a little bit more shopping. Overall, it was a super, super cruise. I don't know. I keep saying that it's an old, but you read online that like, oh, cruising is generally something that retirees and older people do, but I so dug it. Like, I don't know whether it's because I'm just getting a little bit older or whether, you know, I've always been kind of a cruiser, but it's just perfect for us. There's a plan, but I don't have to plan it. There's something to do all the time. You can relax or you can go do a show or you can watch a movie or you can go swim. We did the spa every day. And I love a spa. I mean, we did the only thing I didn't like about the spa on Disney is it's co-ed. And I don't know if that's typical of like all of the other, but like the steam room and the all of that stuff, the heated beds and all of that, the rain showers and everything were co-ed. And I like the ones where, you know, it's It's in the men's area and you can be naked or whatever you want. Anyway, it was great. I loved it. We booked. We're going to Alaska at the end of June. Our anniversary is July 4th, and we always take a trip around our anniversary. So we're actually going to Alaska. We're doing an Alaskan cruise. And I really wanted to do Disney, but I thought we should try a different cruise line just so we can kind of... And Disney is really expensive, especially the Alaska cruise. The Alaska cruise was probably three times the cost of all of the other cruise lines for Disney. So we did a spreadsheet. We ranked them all. We looked all the cruises. Mark did a bunch of research. We looked at reviews. We looked at prices. We looked at itinerary. We looked at all that. And we picked a Royal Caribbean that is leaving Vancouver. And it's not actually a loop. It's leaving Vancouver, but it ends in Anchorage. So I'm hoping maybe we can see Tim in Alaska on the day that we arrive in Anchorage. Anyway, so I'll talk more about that as we go, but we booked that last night. So we've still got to book a couple of flights, and we've got to book our excursions, but we booked the actual cruise last night. So I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be really fun. So I wanted to talk about a couple of other things, and this is going to go long because there's a lot I wanted to finish the cruise. But I do have a couple other things. So today I Matt Burlingame is always talking about being chubby, and the name of his show is Chubbs Gone Wild. So Matt, I want to apologize to you, because I know that you really are. I don't make fun of people who are chubby or overweight or anything like that, but since you have a podcast called Chubbs Gone Wild, I don't want anyone to be mad at me, but I have to say I stuck my foot in my mouth today. So I was in the office of a manager and another lady that I work with, and the lady that I work with is overweight. She's not obese or anything like that, but she's overweight. And, we're talking, and somehow my age comes up, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to be 41 in August. And they are just telling me, oh my God, Adam, you don't look 41. I know, I'm not lying about this. They said that. I didn't ask them how old I looked. I just said, I'm going to be 41. And the manager goes, oh my gosh, Adam, I thought you were like early to mid 30s. I can't believe you're going to be 41. You're so close to my age. I'm, 45 or whatever. So I'm like, oh, thank you. That's so nice. I'm like, well, I'll take it. Whatever age you think I am, if it's younger, I'll take it. And then I make the mistake. And the lady is sitting there, and I say, I think there's a little bit of genetics in my family because my mother and all of her sisters and my grandma and all of them all looked younger than they are. My mom probably looks 10 years young. She's 70, or she's going to be 70, but she probably looks 60, and she's always looked younger. And I said, but it must have skipped my brother. And I said, maybe it's just because he's fat. And then... And no one says anything, but in my mind, I'm like, oh my God, there is an overweight lady sitting to my left, and I have just said that my brother is fat. And I don't want to make fun of people who are overweight. I know they're, big and beautiful. I mean, there's a model who is a plus size model who's beautiful. I love people who are big and beautiful. But I've always thought if my brother lost some weight, he would look younger. He just looks puffy. Then I started trying to backtrack, but I can't apologize to this woman either. I can't be like, oh, I'm so sorry. That was so insensitive of me. Because if I do that, it's just going to stick my foot in my mouth even further. Because, then I'm calling her fat, basically. So I don't know. Oh my God. And I hope none of my listeners, I constantly am on diets, and I'm constantly trying to, watch my weight and stuff. And it is just something that I'm obsessed with. And I love everyone. And I would never want to call anyone names or anything like that. My brother, may be an exception. But I mean, it just came out of my mouth. I want to apologize to all of you on her behalf. But I just had to get it out of there. The other thing that happened that I wanted to talk about really quick. And now I should write these things down because it just slipped my mind. Let me Let me think for a second here. I wanted to talk about that. And I also wanted to talk about, oh, I'm a people pleaser. I've said this multiple times. I am a people pleaser. You know, before I do that, though, I have a voicemail from Matt. And since I brought up Matt, I'm going to play the voicemail from Matt right now. So here we go.
Good King Wenceslas went down on the peen of Stephen. Wait a minute, that doesn't sound right. Oh, no, that was a porn movie I was watching. Anyway, hi, Adam. Hello, geeky, gay, geeky hotness with your fluffy facial hair and everything. This is Matt from Spanky B. Arthur and the Big Gay Sex Show. Oh, that's right, and Chubb's Gone Wild. Yay! Anyway, just wanted to send you some Christmas love, some Yulemas joy, and some solstice greetings. Hope that you are having a very merry, wonderful new year, and that you will sit down and promise that we will record more, even though...
I can't promise.
But we enjoy hearing your voice and looking at your photos, sometimes privately. No, anyway, but in all seriousness, happy Christmas and thank you for all that you do. Bye.
Oh, that ended abruptly. Thank you so much, Matt. I promised I was going to play. And I really, if you guys want to, you can, what Matt did was record an audio apparently on board the Enterprise because I could hear that, oh, like the engine noise behind him. But I really appreciate it, Matt. And all of you can record an audio clip and then you can send it to my email address or you can call the phone number, which I never remember. And let me see. Actually, I'm just going to – you'll hear my typing. I pulled it up, so I'll give it 229-234-758. You know, I don't even check that anymore, but I'm going to start checking it. I don't remember how to check it, but I'm going to try to remember how to check it. So, if you want to call that, that I believe that is still working, but if you try it and it's not working, let me know. Thank you, Matt. And I have I'm going to go ahead and do this just so. Just to make myself end at some sort of reasonable amount of time, I'm going to go ahead and do this. So I have one more email from Sam in the hinterlands, as Fatty calls her, and she says, "Greetings, I found your jury experience quite interesting. Like you, I have always wanted to be on a jury but was not selected from the audience when I was tapped years ago. Sounded like one huge advert for why meth is bad, though, especially when you got to the video. FYI, I agree with your sentencing philosophy. My eldest loves her sous vide. I don't eat meat, so can't comment, but everyone who has had her sous vided food says it's totally excellent. Best Sam from the hinterlands." Thank you, Sam. Yeah, I just wanted the judge. Basically, I wanted a cop-out. I wanted the judge to make me feel good about the jury's decision. Because I'm not good at making decisions. And making a decision for someone's life? Oh, but I still love the legal process. I find it so interesting. But anyway, and also sous vide. I sous vided some chicken last night. I think I was a little afraid on the chicken, I'll be honest. Because, you know, it normally says all these things you read, oh, you've got to get your chicken up to 160. And all the sous vide websites and recipes and stuff that I looked at said, oh, you can do 140 or 145 for chicken. And I was like, oh, that feels wrong somehow. So I did 149, and it was a little bit stringy still. So I'm going to have to bump down the temperature on the chicken. It was good, but it was just I wanted it to be softer, is all I got to say. So I was going to talk about it. Instagram. My mom follows me on Instagram. I thought it was going to be fine. And then she messages me today and says, "Hey, son, would you mind taking that photo down where your tongue is sticking out?" And I didn't even remember. The one that I used for my profile photo on Facebook that that has a golden butt behind me. And then I'm sticking my tongue out. And I had thought, I don't let any of my family follow me on Facebook because whatever. And they don't even know I have a Twitter. Luckily, most of my family, I don't even know what Twitter is. I don't think they know what Twitter is. But I thought Instagram would be safe, because I just usually, first of all, I hardly ever post to Instagram. And the other thing is, it's usually just like beach photos, you know, or something like that. Well, I guess when I originally took that photo of me sticking my tongue out, I put it on Instagram. And, at first she said, she didn't tell me it was that one. There were two photos that I found on Instagram where I was sticking my tongue out. So I said, hey, Mom, I have multiple photos with me sticking my tongue out. Which one do you mean? And then she's like, oh, the one with the butt behind you. So I don't know if she got what I was trying. I don't know if she got what I was, or smelled what I was cooking there. But, you know, I was trying to imply licking a, you know. Anyway, so I'm not going to take it down, but it makes me feel, I hate it. I'm such a people pleaser. And that's one of the reasons I didn't want anyone to follow me, any of my family to follow me, because I don't want to feel guilty or feel this thing. Now all I can think of is, oh, I should, but I'm not going to take it down. But I've lived my whole life trying to please my parents, and I love them, but it's so difficult when you're like someone who wants to please your parents. It's really difficult. Anyway, that's it. I'm going to end this one here. For more information, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call, I think, I'm going to try to check it, 229-234-7587. And you can find many more shows over at pride48.com. I will see you guys next week. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.